Gospel of Luke, chapter number 2. The Gospel of Luke, chapter number 2. We'll begin in verse number 8, preaching on the subject, when the shepherds met the shepherd. When the shepherds met the shepherd. It was a day that they never expected, and a day they would never forget. That night, that holy night, when everything was going like any other night until God stepped in and stepped into this world. We'll begin reading in verse number 8. You've been seated a while. Let's stand together and we'll reverence God's word as we read it. Let you stretch a moment. Luke chapter number 2, verse number 8. If you there, say amen. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Amen. Ain't you glad God said that? Amen. That's worth reading again. And the angel said unto them, unto these shepherds, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. What is the gospel? It's the good news. Sounds a whole lot like good tidings of great joy. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Even the shepherds, especially the shepherds. The nobodies, the castaways, those that society looked down upon, those that the religious crowd would have nothing to do with. That's who Jesus came to and said, Good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. That ought to make everybody in this church say amen. That he came not just for the upper crust and the upper echelon, those born in a good family, or he came with no respecter of person. He came to all people. And I thank the Lord for that. The Bible went on to say, and the angel said unto them, verse 11, For unto you is born this day in the city of David. He just said he was bringing great tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And he goes on, listen, at this great tiding of great joy. For unto you, he started out saying this is for all people. Now he's personalizing it and he's speaking directly to these shepherds. He said, For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Amen. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amen. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known, not to all the people, but unto us, Amen. The shepherds. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. If you'll remember back this morning, I spent a good bit of time talking about how low of a class the shepherds were, how they were just one step above. There was only one category of people looked down on more than shepherds, and that was those that had been sent to the camp